弟兄姐妹们早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们在开始的时候再有一些祷告。
And let's have another word of prayer as we begin.
主，我们是何等的感谢赞美你。
Lord, we truly want to thank you and praise you.
早晨，你借着饼杯再把我们带进你的同在当中。
And this morning, once again, you brought us into your presence through the bread and the cup.
愿我们的心都被你吸引。
May our hearts be attracted by yourself.
愿你成为我们心中的宝，在我们心中做宝座。
May you be enthroned upon our hearts.
愿你成为真实的成为教会的头。
So that you can truly become the head of the church.
我们求你借着圣灵继续与我们同在。
We pray that you will continue to be with us through the Holy Spirit.
借着血来洗净我们。
To cleanse us with your precious blood.
特别把我自己这个软弱的器皿也交在你的手中。
Especially, I would like to give myself the weak vessel into your hands.
求你来洁净。
May you cleanse me.
求你让我们能够站在你得胜的地位上。
So that we may stand on the ground of your victory.
让仇敌在我们中间没有任何的地位。
So that the enemy could find no foothold among us.
我们实在是知道我们所要交通的有限。
We do know that our sharing is very limited.
我们愿圣灵帮助我们能够真实的明白你的话语。
And I pray that the Holy Spirit will help us so that we can truly understand your words.
使你的话在我们的生命当中产生果效。
So that your word can truly be effective in our lives.
我们把下边的这些时间交在你的手中。
We live out the following time into your hands.
求你祝福。
May you bless.
祷告奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹们，今天早晨我们要继续交通上一次我所跟弟兄姐妹们交通的圣经当中这位熟悉的人物是基甸。
And brothers and sisters, this morning we would like to continue to fellowship with you about this familiar figure in the Bible, Gideon.
基甸，弟兄姐妹们都知道是士师时代当中的一位士师。
And we know that Gideon was a judge during the time of Judges.
士师时代是记载在以色列当中一段非常黑暗的时代。
And the time of Judges actually was a very dark time.
当神借着约书亚把以色列人领进他的应许之地迦南地的时候。
And when the Lord used Joshua to lead the people of Israel into the promised land.
在约书亚和那一代的长老还在的时候。
And when Joshua and the elders of his time were still alive.
以色列人遵循神的戒律、命令和典章。
And the people of Israel followed the commands and the law of the Lord.
他们经历了许多的得胜。
And they experienced a lot of victories.
但是当约书亚和那一代的长老都过去的时候。
But after Joshua and the elders passed away.
他们就进入了将400多年的黑暗的历史。
And they entered into a dark period of 400 plus years.
在这段时间当中一共经历了七次的恶性循环。
And through those period, and they went through these seven vicious cycles.
每一次都是从他们离弃神开始。
And the cycles start from their departing from the Lord.
他们离弃神就被奴役。
And they departed God and they were captured.
当他们在苦难当中呼求耶和华的时候。
As they were crying out to the Lord in their affliction.
神就赐下士师成为他们的拯救。
And God gave them judges as their salvation.
所以这段历史是一段非常漫长的征战史。
So that actually is a period of a battle.
他们要去承受这地为业。
And they were to take the land as their inheritance.
就必须经历了许多的征战。
And they have to go through many battles.
在这些所有的这些循环当中。
And during those cycles,
我们实在是看见神是一位信实的神。
We can truly see that God was a faithful God.
每一次当神的百姓呼求他的时候
，Whenever the people of God cry out to him，
他都信实的来拯救他们。
He was faithful in saving them.
同时，我们也看见人是何等的不信实。
At the same time, we can truly see that how unfaithful the people were.
很快，当他们得了拯救平安之后，很快他们就偏离神的正道。
After they were saved, they regained peace, and quickly they were departed from the path again.
这里边我们看见了一个原则，就是那个第一代的原则。
And now we can see the principle of the first generation.
约书亚和那一代的长老，他们真实的经历了神。
And Joshua and the elders truly experienced the Lord.
这对我们来讲也是一个重要的一个提醒。
And that is a great reminder to us.
盼望着我们每一个弟兄姐妹们今天在我们的生活和服事当中 能够有神与神有第一手的经历。
And I truly hope that in our service, in our daily walk, we can have this first-hand experience with the Lord Himself.
这段历史同时也告诉我们说，他们之所以进入这种恶性循环的原因，是因为仇敌没有赶出。
And that's actually the history also tells us why they went through those vicious cycles because the enemy was not fully cast out.
今天仇敌在地上的工作更加的猖狂。
And today the work of the enemy was even more today.
神赐给我们一个生命，是要能够胜过仇敌的生命。
The Lord has given us a life that can overcome the enemy.
但是我们需要与神同工，把我们身把我们生命当中这些仇敌完全的赶出去。
But we need to work with the Lord so that we can cast out all the enemies in our lives.
他们经历失败的另外的一个主要原因，圣经告诉我们说那时候以色列当中没有王，个人任意而行。
And at that time, another reason why they experienced a failure is because at that time there were no king among the people of Israel.
他们不遵循神的命令。
They did not follow the law of the Lord.
个人都是按照自己的意愿而行。
And they went on their own ways according to their own likings.
今天就是这个世界的光景。
And that is a true condition for this world.
我们都生活在这样的一个光景当中。
And we are in this time.
我们真实的盼望神成为我们的王。
We truly hope that the Lord will become our king.
我们心中的宝座是属于他，唯一属于他的。
The throne of our hearts will truly belong to him and to him alone.
今天神也在地上寻找和他使用的器皿。
And today, the Lord is seeking vessels fit for His use.
我们知道基甸是神所寻找的一个和他使用的器皿。
And we know that Gideon was a vessel fit for the Lord's use.
他虽然是非常的软弱。
He was weak.
他我们知道当神寻到他的时候，他正在那个酒榨里边躲藏在那个暗处打麦子。
And we know that when the Lord saw him, he was actually hiding himself in the press and doing the grain.
但是神可以使这个软弱的人成为他手中一个大能的勇士。
And yet the Lord can use this weak vessel as a mighty warrior in his hands.
他今天也在我们这些软弱的人身上来寻找。
And today he is also doing the same seeking in us, the weak people.
我们虽然软弱。
We are weak.
但是如果我们放在神的手中，
But if we are willing to give ourselves into his hands,
我们仍然可以成为神可使用的大能的勇士。
And we can become the mighty warriors in his hand.
这个士师记所记载的时代跟我们现在的时代有很多的相似之处。
And the time of Judges is very similar to the time we are in today.
以色列人他们进入迦南地，
The people of Israel, as they enter into the promised land,
是进入神的应许之地，
They enter into the land of Canaan.
但是那边还有许多未得之地。
And yet there are many lands yet to be gained.
需要他们脚掌所踏。
And they need to tread on with their foot sole.
需要他们经历。
They need to experience.
需要他们征战才能得到。
They need to fight to gain the land.
今天我们每一位弟兄姐妹们也是被神的恩典带进他的应许主耶稣基督里边。
So every brother and sister of us, we have been brought into the promised land through God's grace.
但是我们同样还是有许多的未得之地。
And yet there's still a lot of land yet to be gained.
神在我们身上还有许多的工作没有完成。
And a lot of work yet to be done by the Lord in our lives.
我们同样是需要脚掌所踏。
And we also need to tread on with our foot sole.
需要用我们的生命去经历。
We need to experience it in our lives.
需要与圣灵同在的征战。
And we need to fight the battle through the presence of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们心中盼望借着基甸在神面前在神在他身上的工作能够学到一些功课。
So we hope that we can learn some lessons from the life of Gideon.
我们稍微回顾一下上一次我们看到的几个点。
And we would like to do a quick review of the points we shared last time.
我们知道他所面临的这敌人是亚玛力人是米甸人和东方人。
And we know that the enemy he faced was Midianites and Amalekites and the sons of the east.
这些都是他身边的这些近亲。
And those are the close relatives of Israel.
或者是来于世界的智慧。
Or the wisdom from the world.
今天我们所面临的征战也是一样。
And that's the battles we are faced today.
仇敌，我们很大的一个仇敌是我们自己。
And we have a greatest enemy is our self-life.
是我们的肉体和肉体的情欲。
Is our flesh and the lust of our flesh.
这些都是我们的近亲，就在我们的身边。
And those are our close relatives. They are just nearby.
还有来自世界上的智慧。
And also the wisdom of this world.
我们看见神在寻找一个他可以使用的器皿。
And we know that God was seeking a vessel fit for his use.
这个器皿首先的一个特点是他需要在神面前有反应的。
And one trait of the vessel is that he is responding to the Lord.
神并不在乎我们多么微小，多么软弱。
And the Lord does not care much about how weak or how little we are.
像基甸一样 他是一个微小软弱的人。
And just like Gideon, he was a little and he was also weak.
但是他在神面前是一个有反应的人。
And yet he was responsive before the Lord.
所以神可以使用他。
Therefore, God could use him.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，神今天在我们每个人的生活当中呼召。
Brothers and sisters, God is calling in our lives to every one of us.
我们是否向他有反应？
Are we responding to him?
我们是否对圣灵在今天在我们身上的工作有反应？
Are we responding to the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives today?
不管我们是多么软弱，多么败坏，但是我们如果向神有反应，他可以在我们身上工作。
No matter how weak or corrupt we are, as long as we are responding, the Lord can do his work in our lives.
我们也看见基甸是一个奉献的人。
And we can also see that Gideon was the one offering himself to the Lord.
奉献就是他主权的转移。
And the consecration is the transfer of the lordship.
我们今天是不是把我们的主权交给了神？
Have we transferred our lordship to the Lord himself?
还是紧紧地抓在自己的手中做我们自己的主？
Or we are still want to be the Lord over our own lives?
我们常常说主啊主啊，他不仅是我们生命的救主，他也要成为我们个人的主。
And we often call him Lord, Lord. Lord is not just a savior to our lives, but he is also the Lord over our lives.
我们也看见基甸他是一个筑坛的人。
And we can also see that Gideon built an altar.
他在那里边向神敬拜。
And he worshipped the Lord.
也成为他生命的记号。
And that was also a sign in his life.
我们多么需要圣灵在我们身上常常做印记，在我们每个脚步当中留下那个生命的记号。
And how much do we need the Holy Spirit to leave the signs in our lives? And every step that we take, there will be a sign of the Lord.
今天我们要继续看神在基甸身上另外的一些工作。
And now today we would like to continue to see other works of the Lord in Gideon's life.
我们还是要读一段圣经。
And we're going to read a portion of the scripture.
我们今天要读的这段圣经是在士师记的第六章25-40节。
And today we're going to read from Judges chapter 6 from 25, verse 25 to 40.
这段经文比较长，所以我和我的弟兄是我们读一节的中文，然后读一节的英文。
Because it is, this passage is kind of long, so we kind of alternate and one verse in Chinese and then in English.
我们也请弟兄姐妹们也跟着读。
And we also would like to ask the brothers and sisters to read along with us.
从25节开始。
From verse 25.
当那夜耶和华吩咐基甸说，你去取你父亲的牛来，就是那七岁的第二只牛，并拆毁你父亲为巴利所筑的坛，砍下坛旁的木偶。
Verse 26. And build an altar to the Lord your God on the top of this stronghold in an orderly manner.And take a second bull and offer a burnt offering with the wood of the Asherah, which you shall cut down.
27节，基甸就从他仆人中挑了十个人，照着耶和华所吩咐他的行了。因怕富家和本城的人，不敢在白昼行这事，就在夜间行了。
28. When the men of the city arose early in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was torn down, and the Asherah, which wasBeside it was cut down, and the second bull was offered on the altar which had been built.
就彼此说，这事是谁做的呢？他们查访之后就说，这是约阿斯的儿子基甸做的。
30. Then the man of the city said to Joash, Bring out your son, that he may die, for he has torn down the altar of Baal, and indeed he has cut down the Asherah which was beside it.
31节，约阿斯回答站着攻击他的众人说，你们是为巴利争辩吗？你们要救他吗？谁为他争辩，趁早将谁致死。巴利若果是神，有人拆毁他的坛，让他为自己争辩吧。
32. Therefore, on that day, he named him Jerubbaal, and that is to say, let the Baal contend against him, because he had torn down his altar.
33节, 那时米甸人, 亚玛利人和东方人, 都聚集过河, 在耶利斯的平原安营。
34. So the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, and the Ebersites were called together to follow him.
35节, 他打发人走遍, 马拿西地, 马拿西的人就聚集跟随他, 又打发人去见亚舍人, 西布伦人, 拿弗他利人, 他们都出来与他们会合。
36. Then Gideon said to God, if you will deliver Israel through me, as you have spoken.
37节, 我就把一团羊毛放在禾场上, 若单是羊毛上有露水, 别的地方都是干的, 我就知道你必照 做所说的话, 借我的手, 拯救以色列人。
38. And it was so, and when he arose early the next morning and squeezed the fleece, he drained the dew from the fleece and the bowl of full of water.
39节, 基甸又说, 又对神说, 求你不要向我发怒, 我再说这一次, 我, 让我讲羊毛再试一次, 但愿这, 但愿羊毛是干的, 别的地方都有露水。
40. God did so that night, for it was dry only on the fleece, and the dew was on all the ground.
我们知道这段经文的内容也是非常的丰富。
And we know that there's such abundance in this passage.
那盼望着今天早晨借着主的恩典, 我们要交通三个主要的点。
And pray that through the grace of the Lord, we're going to fellowship three points.
第一点呢是对付偶像。
And the first is to deal with the idols.
第二点是圣灵的降临和工作。
And the second is the descending and the working of the Holy Spirit.
第三点是寻求神的心意。
And the third is to seek the will of the Lord.
我们看见当基甸被神呼召的时候,
And we know that when Gideon was called by the Lord,
他筑坛他献祭,
And he built an altar and he offered sacrifices.
神他向着神有反应,
And he was responding to the Lord.
接着神让他做一件事情,
and then God asked him to do something.
就是要对付偶像,
and that is to deal with the idol.
让他拆毁他父亲所筑的坛,
and he wanted him to destroy the altar built by his father.
砍下坛旁的木偶像,
and also to cut down the Asherah,
并且在那,
the altar.
在那边再一次为耶和华神整整齐齐地要筑一座坛,
and he once again to build an altar to the Lord.
所以我们看见神在他身上有进一步的呼召。
Therefore, we can see that there is a further calling of the Lord to him.
让他能够除去他身边所有吸引他的东西。
So that all the things that attracted him will be cast out.
我们知道这件事情是不容易的。
We know that that was not an easy thing.
特别是对基甸来讲, 这个坛是他父亲所住的。
Especially to Gideon, the altar to Baal was built by his father.
这个坛和坛上的偶像, 代表着仇敌的势力,
and the altar and also Asherah represent the power of the enemy.
仇敌已经把整个那个城借着这个偶像控制在他的势力和权柄之下。
The enemy controlled the entire city through the altar and also through the Asherah.
所有的人在城里边的人民也在他的权柄和控制之下。
And all the people in that city were under his control.
要神在这个地方能够有工作,
for the work of the Lord to be carried out in that place.
仇敌的权势必须被拆毁,
the power of the enemy need to be cast out.
所以他让基甸要去拆毁那个坛, 要砍下那个偶像。
Therefore, the Lord asked Gideon to tear down the altar and also to cut down the Asherah.
要重新建立一位属于神耶和华的坛,
and to rebuild the altar to the Lord Jehovah.
并用那个偶像作为燔祭的柴燃烧。
And the Asherah as a wood to set on the fire.
我们非常感谢神, 基甸虽然是一个软弱的人, 但是他遵循神的命令。
We thank the Lord, even Gideon was a weak person, he followed the command of the Lord.
他虽然不敢在白天来行这件事,
and he was afraid, so he couldn't do it in the broad daylight.
他也不敢自己去行这件事,
and he dared to do it alone.
但是呢, 他却是按照神的心意, 在他自己的方法上 来完成了这件事。
He dared not to do it alone, but he wanted to do God's will, and so he carried it out according to his own ways.
我们知道第二天早晨，合成的人都来，知道是他了，就要把他治死。
And we know that the next morning, the entire city knew it was him and who did the things that they wanted to kill him.
但是若是出于神，神必定要保护他。
But the things was out of God, so therefore God shall protect him.
我们看见这里边有个非常奇妙的转变。
And we can see there's a wonderful turning point here.
他的父亲本来是这个铸坛，应该他是一个拜偶像非常深的人。
And because the altar was to Baal was built by his father, he was a supposed to be an idol worshiper.
但是呢，他却转过来说，如果巴利是神，让他自己去争辩。
And yet there's a turnaround in his father. He said that if a Baal was God, let Baal contend with it.
所以那一天基甸被称为耶路巴利，他与巴利争辩。
And so therefore, that day Gideon was called Jerubbaal because he contended with Baal.
愿我们生命里边也有这样的一个生命的性情。
And I pray that we also have that nature in our lives.
我们是起来能够与这些偶像征战。
And we just like a Gideon to contend with the idols.
那对于我们来讲，什么是偶像呢？
But what is an idol to us?
在那个时候，我们看见这个偶像是有形的，是具体的。
And at that time, we can see that the idol was something concrete, the material thing.
但今天同时同样仇敌正在做同样的工作。
And yet today the enemy is doing the same work in us.
我们的生活当中充满了各样的偶像。
And there are a lot of idols in our lives.
也许是有形的。
Maybe sometimes it is visible.
也许更多数是无形的。
And sometimes it is invisible.
偶像就是让一切能够让人远离神的东西。
And idols are the things will turn us away from God.
包括一切能够让人的心远离神的人事和物。
And the man or things that will turn us away from God.
偶像本身并不算不得什么。
And idols are nothing.
但是它的后边代表着一个势力。
And yet behind idols there is a power.
是要霸占人心的。
And that is to occupy our heart and mind.
今天仇敌也是用各种各样的事情来霸占我们的心。
And today the enemy is using all kinds of matters to occupy our heart and mind.
对于我们来讲，我们每个人的偶像可能都不一样。
And probably we have different idols from person to person.
有的可能是世界上的名利地位。
And to some it might be the fame and the position in the world.
可能是财富。
And to some it may be wealth.
可能是享乐。
And it may be the enjoyment in the world.
或者是可能很多的爱好
and or some other hobbies.
我们要稍微提到一点，这些享受和爱好其实它本身并不是有罪的。
And we have to mention this, enjoyment and hobbies are sinless in themselves.
我们的神他供应这一切是让我们在地上能够享受他的供应。
And the Lord has provided all this for our enjoyment.
但是如果这些事情成为我们里边的霸占。
But if these things have occupied our mind,
使我们远离神
and to the point that we are away from God,
那他就成了我们的偶像。
And then they will turn into idols to us.
我们需要，所以我们需要必须特别的小心。
Therefore, we need to be very cautious about it.
神的心意并不是让我们一直过着一个受苦苦难的生活。
And God's heart is not for us to suffer.
但是如果这些享乐，我们所处的这个丰富的物质世界已经把我们的心从神那边夺走了。
But if our enjoyment or the abundance in material things has turned our hearts away from the Lord,
我们深愿神来提醒我们。
And then we need to be reminded by the Lord.
让神来显明我们里边的光景。
And may the Lord will expose our condition.
或者是那些罪中之乐。
Or the joy in sin.
今天仇敌把这个世界做了充满了许多的罪恶。
And today the world is full of sins by the enemy.
充满了各样的淫乱。
And with all kinds of fornication.
充满了各样的腐败。
And there's all kinds of corruption.
这些都是要霸占人心的。
And that is to occupy our hearts.
盼望着神能够把我们从这些光景当中分别出来。
May the Lord will set us apart from these conditions.
在这个罪恶的世界当中能够做一群属于他的人。
In this sinful world, we can truly become a people belong to Him.
我们今天后边所弟既然弟兄所带来我们唱这首诗歌非常好。
And the second song led by our brother was very good.
他告诉我们说是神那个荣耀的一线才能夺我们的目光。
And it says that only the appearing of the glory of the Lord could truly capture our hearts.
我们心愿神他荣耀的显现在我们每位弟兄姐妹们的心中。
We truly pray that the Lord will appear in our hearts.
让他夺我们的心。
So that our hearts will be captured by Him.
让他真实的成为那个千万人事物当中的之第一。
So that He could truly become the fairest of thousands.
在我们所有的这些生活服事当中
in
我们把他放在首位。
In all our life and service, we can truly give Him the first place.
求他夺我们的心。
May Him capture our heart.
开我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes.
使我们能够摔碎众偶像。
So that we can cast down all idols.
欢然加冠。
And we can truly crown Him.
让他成为我们的主，成为我们聚会的主。
So that He could truly become our personal Lord and also the Lord of our assembly.
这段经文更让我们看见同伴的重要。
And through the passage, we can also see the importance of our companions.
基甸没有自己去做这件事情。
Gideon didn't do it alone.
他找了十个仆人。
And he asked the 10 servants to do it with him.
他找了十个同伴。
And there are 10 companions.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，神把我们每个个人从我们的生活环境当中救出来。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord has saved us from our individual situations.
是为了身体，为了团体的建造。
But he put us together for the building of the body.
因此他把我们放在这个当地的这个聚会当中。
Therefore, he has put us in this local assembly.
让我们彼此能够成为弟兄姐妹。
So that we can become brothers and sisters here.
让我们彼此做同伴。
So that we can become spiritual companions.
今天我们生活在一个何等不容易的时代当中。
We are really in these difficult times.
特别是这个疫情已经两年多。
Especially for the pandemic that has gone on for more than 2 years.
我们许多的弟兄姐妹们，包括我自己，有的时候觉得身心疲惫。
And I think many brothers and sisters, myself included, feel we are really tired in our spirit, also physically.
我们需要同伴。
We need companions.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们要为我们的同伴祷告。
Brothers and sisters, we need to pray for our companions.
让圣灵显明谁是神要我们的所做的那个同伴。
May the Holy Spirit reveal that who will be our companions.
我们的同伴现在是失落了，还是继续站在主里？
And are our companions lost or are they still standing before the Lord?
圣灵帮助我们去关心，去彼此鼓励。
And may the Holy Spirit help us so that we may care for them, also encourage one another.
我们在神面前寻求，神会把这个同伴告显在我们里边的。
If we sit before the Lord will reveal who the companions we have.
我们是身体上的肢体。
We are members of the body.
主耶稣基督是这个身体的头。
And our Lord Jesus Christ is the head of the body.
一个肢体受苦，应该所有的肢体一同的受苦。
If one member suffers, then all the members suffer with him.
所以今天求神帮助我们。
So today, may God help us.
让我们在这个特别艰难的环境当中去关怀我们的弟兄姐妹。
In these special difficult times, we can care for our brothers and sisters.
去把那些同伴找出来。
And we can find our companions.
我们要看到另外一个点是圣灵降在基甸的身上。
And the second point we'd like to see is the Holy Spirit descended upon Gideon.
这里边有一个非常奇妙的记载。
And there's a wonderful recording, record here.
当偶像被赶出去之后。
When the idol, was cast out.
圣灵就进来了。
And the Holy Spirit came in.
这是神工作的一个原则。
And that is a principle of God's working.
我们之前曾经用过这个比喻。
And before we have used this illustration.
就好像圣灵是像一个大海一样。
And the Holy Spirit is like the ocean.
我们像一个瓶子。
And we are just like a bottle.
这个瓶子上面有一个盖。
And there's a cap on the bottle.
要圣灵能够进到我们里边，我们这个盖必须先打开。
And for the Holy Spirit to come into us, the cap needs to be lifted out.
我们的心必须向神是敞开的，圣灵才能在我们里边工作。
Our hearts need to be open to the Lord so that the Holy Spirit can work in us.
但是当我们这个盖打开的时候，如果我们这个瓶子里边已经塞满了各样的杂质和污秽。
But when the bottle is open, but and yet the bottle is filled with all kinds of dress,
圣灵仍然是不能够进来。
The Holy Spirit cannot come in.
所以当我们里边的偶像被除去的时候，
But when the idols in our lives has been cast out,
圣灵就可以进来工作。
The Holy Spirit then can come in to work.
他可以在我们里面做一个真实实际建造的工作。
He can do a true work of a building up.
没有圣灵的工作就没有真实的属灵的建造。
Without the work of the Holy Spirit, there is no true work of a building up.
我们在今天的地上要经历许多的事情。
And we have to experience many things on this earth.
有失败的，有得胜的。
And there may be victories, there may be failures.
有羞辱的，有荣耀的。
And there may be things are shameful, there may be things are glorious.
也许有的是自由的喜乐，有的是痛苦的压迫。
And sometimes it may be the joy in freedom, and sometimes it may be the signs, the sorrows in oppression.
但是每一个经历，如果我们放在神的手中。
And yet, if we could lift every experience of those in the hands of the Lord,
圣灵可以做奇妙的事情。
The Holy Spirit can do wonderful things.
他可以使万事互相效力。
He could cause all things to work together.
在基甸的时代，在旧约整个旧约的时代，圣灵的降临是为了某个特别的工作。
And in the Old Testament time, and during the time of Gideon, the descending of the Holy Spirit was for a special purpose.
但是今天我们生活在一个更有福的时代。
But today we are in a more blessed time.
主耶稣基督已经在十字架上得胜了。
The Lord has won the victory on the cross.
他死复活。
He died and he was raised from the dead.
他被神用右手高举在宝座之上。
And he has been raised to the right hand of the throne of God.
赐下生命的灵，圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit was given and poured down.
并且永远与我们同在。
And that is Spirit of life and who will
be with us
forever.And he dwells in us.
所以今天我们无论我们感觉到还是没有感觉到，圣灵与我们同在，他住在我们的里边。
And whether we can sense it or not, and the Holy Spirit is now in you and me.
他随时要在我们里边工作。
And he is ready to work in us.
盼望着我们实在是能够把自己倒空，成为一个虚空的器皿。
And truly hope that we can empty ourselves to become empty vessels before him.
让圣灵能够来充满我们，
so the Holy Spirit can fill us,
能够完成他的工作，
to finish his working in us.
虽然这个工作有时会是艰辛的，
sometimes the work might be difficult,
但是神所开始的工作他一定要完成。
But the good work the Lord begun, has begun, he will accomplish it.
他要改变我们，
and he wants to change us,
要把我们这些本来属土的改变成属天的，
and he wants to change us from the earthly to the heavenly.
本来是卑微的改变成荣耀的。
And he wants to change us from the humble to the glorious.
这是一个何等荣耀的工作。
And that is such a glorious work.
今天要坐在我们每一位弟兄姐妹们身上。
Today the work is being done in every one of us.
我们盼望着我们实在是允许圣灵在我们身上工作。
And truly hope that we will allow the Holy Spirit to do his work in us.
当圣灵降在基甸身上的时候，他就开始吹角。
And when the Holy Spirit descend upon Gideon and he start to blow the trumpet,
发出一个得征战的呼声。
And that is a call for battle.
盼望着圣灵今天在我们里边也做同样的工作。
And I pray that the Holy Spirit will also do the same work in us.
那个得胜征战的呼声要像脚声一样在我们里边发出。
And that is a battle cry, and that will be sounded in us.
仇敌曾听见要退后的。
And when the enemy hears it, and the enemy will retreat.
仇敌听见要逃跑。
And the enemy will flee when he hear it.
不是我们的能力。
And it is not by ourselves.
乃是主耶稣基督在他的生命当中所赐下的得胜。
But that is a victory given by the Lord in his life.
要在像你我这样的软弱的人身上能够显得完全。
So that the victory will make perfect in us who are so weak.
我们另外的主要交通的一点是寻求神的心意。
Another point we would like to fellowship with brothers and sisters is to seek the will of the Lord.
我们看见这里边呢，基甸他用了一个非常特别的方法，弟兄姐妹们读到这段圣经，大家都可能有非常深刻的印象。他要用羊毛来试验。
And brothers and sisters, when you read this portion of a passage, probably you are left with a very deep impression about Gideon's seeking God's will. He would like to use a least to test on God's will.
第一次是要用头一个晚上是羊毛，只有羊毛有水，其他的地方都是干的。
And he would like to put a fleece of wool and on the threshing floor. And the first night, it is for the fleece of wool to be to fill with the dew, and but the ground will be dry.
第二天呢，他要重新再试一次。
And the second night, he would like to try it again.
这一次呢，是其他的地方都是湿的，但只有羊毛是干的。
But at this time, he would like to ask the ground to be wet, but the fleece of wool to be dry.
他要寻求人和神之间这个是否是神真实的让他做这件事情。
And he was seeking whether it is the will of the Lord for him to do such a thing.
建立起之间的一个信任。
And it is to build a trust.
这个原则是对的。
By principle, it is correct.
我们在每件事情上要寻求神的心意和他的印证。
And in every matter, we would like to seek the will of the Lord and also to find confirmation of it.
但是基甸所使用的这个方法是我们不能够取用的。
But we cannot just follow the method that Gideon used.
神在那个特别的环境当中给基甸有恩典。
In that special occasion, God gave Gideon a grace.
但是这个做法本身是限制神的。
And yet the method itself was a limiting God.
是要求神按照人的愿望来行事。
And it was to ask God to do, to reveal His will according to man's desire.
今天我们生活在新约的时代。
Today we are under the new covenant.
神给我们手中有圣经。
God has given us the Bible.
在我们里边有圣灵。
And we have the Holy Spirit in us.
圣灵可以随时的工作和启示。
And the Holy Spirit is ready to work and also to reveal.
所以我们不能够再用这些人的方法来限制神。
So we can no longer use a man's way to limit God.
当然我们要强调说神不是说神现在不能够使用环境。
And it's not to say that God cannot use our circumstances to speak to us.
仍然在今天的世代当中可以使用环境。
Even today, God can use our circumstances.
但是是圣灵所安排的环境。
But the circumstances should be arranged by the Holy Spirit.
不是人自己为神所限定的环境。
It is not we have this frame for God to work.
我相信基甸他知道，他当时也知道这种做法，因为神已经向他显现，他也知道这个做法是不对，所以他向神说：“求你原谅我。”
And probably Gideon also knew it was not right to test God like this because God already appeared to him. Therefore, he says that do not let your anger burn against me.
我们今天在神寻求神的心意的过程当中。
So in the process of our seeking of God's will,
神跟我们里边有一个生命。
God has given us this life.
这个生命是有感觉的。
And that life has a senses.
所以我们里边这个生命平安的感觉是非常重要的。
Therefore, the sense of a peace and a life is very important in us.
神有的时候也借着环境，借着弟兄姐妹们向我们说话。
Sometimes God also uses our circumstances or through our brothers and sisters to speak to us.
我们应该学习听圣灵在我们里边那个微小的声音。
And we should learn to listen to the still small voice of the Holy Spirit within us.
听弟兄姐妹们真实客观的劝告。
And we need to be open to brothers and sisters' advice.
对我们里边这个生命的感觉需要敏感。
And we also need to have this sensitivity in the senses of our life.
特别是对我们的良心需要是敏感的。
And our conscience should be sensitive.
我们的良心它是站在神的那一面。
Because our conscience stands with God.
如果我们没有故意的去阻挡这个良心的工作，良心是会对我们的心说话的。
And if we are not against our conscience will speak to us.
如果我们有的时候做了一件事情，我们需要为自己去找原因、找理由、去掩盖、去解释，那时候我们里边的良心已经对我们的心说话了。
If we have done something wrong and we try to find some excuses to reason it out, and probably at that time the conscience has already spoken to us.
我们需要对良心的感动是敏感的。
And we need to be sensitive to our conscience.
最重要的是神今天给我们手上这本圣经。
And more importantly, the Lord has given us the Bible.
它是永恒不变的真理。
And that is the everlasting truth.
是神的话语是立定在天的。
And it is the word of God that has been established in heaven.
不管今天的环境怎样。
No matter how our environmentals are.
在神儿女当中最大的信心的表现乃是抓住他话语的应许。
And the greatest manifestation of a God's people's faith in him is to hold on to his word.
我们知道使徒保罗在地上的服事。
And we know Paul's ministry on earth.
他经历了许多的艰难，许多的环境。
And he went through a lot of difficulties, a lot of challenging circumstances.
在每个环境当中他寻求神。
In every circumstances, he sought God.
神也借着不同的方式向他显现。
And God revealed himself to him in many different ways.
我们看见神在他里边有感动。
And we could see that God moved him in his spirit.
在他传道的过程当中，神在环境当中有阻拦，有开路。
And during his ministry, and God sometimes opened the door, sometimes God closed the door.
神更是借着他的话语来坚定他的使徒。
And God also confirmed and his work through his word to his apostle.
我相信神今天也是在我们身上正做这样的工作。
I believe God is doing the same work in us.
当我们的信心不断被增长的时候，
as our faith continues to increase,
即便是我们面临着一个非常艰难的环境，
even we are faced with very difficult circumstances,
我们看不见亮光，看不见希望，
and we couldn't see light, or hope.
神的话语仍然是我们的把握。
And yet, God's word is still our assurance.
当保罗他最后一次旅行的时候。
And on the last missionary journey for Paul.
实际上这一次呢他是作为囚犯的身份出去的。
And at that time, he went to Rome as a prisoner.
记载在使徒行传的第27章。
And that is recorded in Acts chapter 27.
那这段故事弟兄你们都非常熟悉。
I think brothers and sisters are very familiar with this story.
当时他们的船经历了大风的袭击。
And their ship went through a big storm.
他们所有的活命的指望都绝了。
And they lost hope of life.
众人多天没有吃什么。
And for many days, people didn't eat anything.
但是保罗那天晚上听见了神对他的说话。
And yet, that night,Paul heard the voice of the Lord.
神告诉他说保罗不要怕我必定你必定站在撒该面前并且你同船的人都要赐给你。
The Lord said to Paul, Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand before Caesar. And behold, God has granted you all those who are sailing with you.
他们面临的好像是一个不可能的环境。
And they were facing a very impossible situation.
是一个绝境。
And there was no hope.
然而在那个时候使徒得到了神的话语。
And yet, the apostle had the word of the Lord.
所以他向那众人说所以众位可以放心。
And therefore, he could say to the people that you don't have to lose heart.
我相信神他怎样对我说事情也要怎样成就。
And he said that I think the things will turn out exactly as what I have been told.
这是一个更高的真正的信心的表现。
And that is a,higher expression of a faith.
今天神把他的话语赐给我们。
Today, God has given us his word.
我们是不是宝贵他的话语？
Do we treasure his word?
在那些艰难的环境当中，让这些话能够对我们个人来说。
And in the difficult times, we hope that the word will be spoken to us in a personal way.
是神的话对我们个人再说一遍，那个就是他向着我们的应许。
And that is a word that is spoken to again a second time. That is a promise of God to us.
我还记得很多年前有一位弟兄给我们做了一个见证。
I remember many years ago the brother gave a testimony.
那个时候他是去其他的国家，我忘记是哪一个国家。后来他的要回美国的时候，签证出了一些问题。
And he was on a travel to another country on his return to the States, and there's something wrong with his visa.
那一天他在大使馆里边等待着这个签证。
So at that time, he was waiting for his visa to be granted in the embassy.
的时间的关系我们就不能够进入这些细节，但是他那个情况就是一个好像是一个不可能的情况。
So at that time, it was seems impossible for him.
他坐在那边祷告。
So he prayed before the Lord.
神对他说不要怕，只要信。
And the Lord said to him, Do not be afraid, just trust.
这句话在圣经里边所有的弟兄姐妹们都知道。
And I think that is a very familiar phrase to brothers and sisters.
但是那一天神向着他的心说这句话。
And yet that time the Lord said, said to his heart,
那个就成为他的应许。
And that became a promise to him.
所以他在那边举起手来赞美神。
Therefore, he raised his hand right at that moment of praising God.
信实的神就让他能够越过着一切的不可能的障碍。
And the faithful God allowed him to go through all the impossible obstacles.
弟兄姐妹们, 今天盼望着神也向我们的心说话。
Brothers and sisters, may today the Lord speak to us.
他的话语就是我们的保证。
His word is our assurance.
我们生活在一个非常艰难的时代当中。
We are in a very challenging, difficult times.
有仇敌四面的攻击。
And we have all attack of the enemy from all directions.
有我们自己个人软弱和败坏。
And there also are personal weaknesses and corruption.
好像是一个不可能的环境。
And we are in this impossible situation.
但是我们的神说, 不要怕, 只要信。
And our Lord said to us that only trust me and do not be afraid.
他要带我们向前, 一直到路中。
And he will lead us forward till the end.
我们再有些祷告。
That's another word of prayer.
主，我们实在是感谢赞美你。
Lord, we do want to thank you and praise you.
你是一位信实的神。
And you are the faithful God.
你所开始的工作你一定要完成。
The good work you have begun, you will perfect it.
我们今天生活在这个艰难的时代当中。
We are in this very difficult time.
更需要你特别的恩典。
We need your special portion of grace.
求你帮助我们除去众偶像。
And pray that you will help us cast out all idols.
用你的圣灵来充满我们。
And to fill us with your Holy Spirit.
让我们常常能够寻到你的心意。
And also teach us to seek your will.
让你的话语成为我们生命服事的力量和保证。
May your word become the strength and also assurance for our service and life.
求你祝福弟兄姐妹们。
May you bless brothers and sisters.
让我们彼此做同伴, 彼此带道,
so that we can become companions and we can pray for one another.
让你的教会在今天这个黑暗的世界当中能够为你站立。
And so that your church can still stand for you in this dark time.
我们把一切的荣耀赞美都来归给你。
We give all the praise and the glory unto you.
祷告奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们非常感谢主，我们要欢迎一下第一次来到我们中间的弟兄姐妹和朋友们。
We thank the Lord. We would like to welcome any newcomers.
如果弟兄姐妹们是第一次来参加我们的聚会，请你站起来做一个简单的自我介绍。
Any newcomers, brothers and sisters, please stand up and introduce yourself.
从我们右手边这两区先开始。
And from my right hand side, these two sections.
有没有第一次来的？
Anyone who is here for the first time?
没有的话，我们换左手边这两区。What
about the my two left hand sides?
左手边有没有第一次来，或者很久没来的，站起来，弟兄姐妹们再认识一下。
These are two sections on my left hand side. Or anyone who has not been with us for a long time, and please introduce yourself.
前边这边有，请站起来介绍一下。
There's one.
Yeah. 我们对不起，我们没有办法把麦克风传给你，所以请你大一点的声音告诉我们你的名字从哪里来。
Okay.
Welcome. 我们看见Abe在我们中间，欢迎Abe。Abe
is with us.
Yeah. 我们盼望着在线上聚会的弟兄姐妹们，你们在线上也能够有机会介绍一下。
If any newcomers on online, and hopefully we could also have a chance to introduce you.
我们要来这一周的周间的聚会都照常。
And for the coming week, we still have our regular meeting, weekly meetings.
周二的祷告现在仍然是在线上进行。
And Tuesday prayer meeting is still held online.
中文主要来这个星期二的祷告聚会是合并分组祷告聚会。
And for the Chinese group, there will be a combined group prayer time this Tuesday.
分组的方式也许这个不需要翻译啊，就是分组的方式是第一组和第三组，第二和第四，第五和第六、第七，第六组和第九组。 第十和第十二组, 第十一组和第十三组。那请弟兄姐妹们为着这个祷告机会彼此代祷。
That is only concerning the Chinese speaking group, so no translation.
我们能够盼望着弟兄姐妹们能够有更多的机会认识彼此关怀。
But we do ask brothers and sisters, please pray for one another, so in our prayer group time, we can know one another more.
周五和周六的读经聚会都是有的是在线上，有的是实体，请按照各组的安排来参加聚会。
For Friday and Saturday Bible study meetings, and some of them are will be held online, and some will be in the hybrid mode, and some will be in person. Please contact your group for details.
我们现在儿童聚会包括周五和主日的都是在实体聚会。
And for the children meetings, and whether it is on Fridays or Sundays, and they will be in person.
下个主日十点钟我们仍然有播饼聚会。
And then we have a breaking of bread meeting next Sunday at 10 o'clock.
我们主日的聚会呢，现在是混合性的。
And for our Sunday meetings, will be held in the hybrid mode.
弟兄姐妹们，如果身体许可，欢迎也鼓励弟兄姐妹们能够参加实体聚会。
Brothers and sisters, if you can, please come to the in-person meeting.
如果当然身体有什么症状的话呢，请您留在家里边参加线上聚会。
But if you do have any health concern or symptoms or any symptoms, please stay home and join the meeting online.
下一个主日林环弟兄要释放信息。
And next Sunday, Brother Huan will be sharing the message.
柯云弟兄翻译。
And Brother 云科 will be interpreting.
请为我们弟兄讲台的服事祷告。
And please pray for the service.
我们孙弟兄他在纽约和多伦多之前释放过两次的特会的信息。
And the brother Sun held a special conference in New York and Toronto.
这些信息现在已经登在我们的网上，欢迎弟兄姐妹们收听。
And the conference messages are now available online, and encourage brothers and sisters to listen.
孙弟兄今天在温哥华服事，请为我们弟兄的服事和回程的脚步祷告。
And brother Sun was serving in Vancouver today, and please remember our brother's service and also his step back home.
我们特别弟兄姐妹们能够彼此提醒、彼此鼓励，为着我们做同伴的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
And especially, we'd like to ask the brothers and sisters, please encourage and remember our brothers and sisters as our companions.
特别是那些很久没有参加聚会的。
Especially for those whom we have not seen for a long time.
我们有机会能够和他们联络，我们彼此代祷，能够一同能够回到主的家中。
Let's contact them and we pray for them and hopefully they will be returning to the house of God.
还有呢，弟兄姐妹进来的时候可能看见我们这个帐子和大门铁门都已经做好了。
Okay, and so as a brother and sister, when you came in for meetings, probably you noticed that we have this nice fence and gate built.
周间的时候这个门会锁起来的。
And on weekdays, the gate will be locked.
为着会所和周围这些民众的安全。
And that is for the protection and safety of the property, of our property and also for our neighborhood.
弟兄姐妹们，如果周间需要来会所的话，可以请跟洪良弟兄联络。怎么开门？
And brothers and sisters, if you need to come to a church building on weekdays, please contact Brother Steve Ye.
好，我们今天的报告就停在这里。
And that will be our announcements today.